the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The Vice President has said that he is going to, that the consensus among the people he's met is for universal background checks on all guns purchased and a prohibition on high capacity ammunition magazines. Virtually every group that has spoken to him ahead of his meeting with the NRA and other gun owner groups had proposed that. And but yet the NRA is not on board with either of those suggestions.
There's a White House correspondent for Politico.com reporting on the vice president, the NRA, and the continuing discussion of gun control, which is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. It's Monday, the 14th of January, and this is a report on Talk Radio for the weekend. Much stimulation for Talk Radio at the beginning of the week comes from the Sunday morning news programs in which people involved in issues are interviewed. For example, Chris Wallace on Fox talking to Neera Tanden, president of the Center for American Progress. She talks to him about the NRA and their influence in Congress on this issue.
Vice President Biden is expected to send the president his plan to prevent more massacres on Tuesday. But I want to put up some remarkable numbers that I saw this week. The NRA contributed $20 million to federal campaigns last year, $20 million, while gun control groups gave $4,000. And 50% of the members of the new Congress, in fact, more than half, have an A rating from the NRA. Ms. Tanden, given all of that, how do you and other groups that feel as you do hope to take on the gun lobby in practical terms? How do you match their money and their clout on Capitol Hill?
Well, look, the NRA spent a lot of money on the elections last cycle, and they didn't have a lot to show for it, especially if you look at the Senate. So a lot of their candidates lost. They had a very, if we're looking at return on investment, they had a very low return on investment. But, of course, the NRA is a very strong lobby. I think the issue here is, who's going to represent the voices of the American people in this debate? We're talking about things that seem like common sense to the American people. They understand that we need to protect people's right to own a gun in their own home and protect themselves. But there is something tragically wrong when there's mass slaughter. So we have to solve this problem.
And I think getting the voice of the American... Are you going to launch a campaign? I mean, there's talk about raising money, big grassroots effort, organizational...
Absolutely. And I think the issue here really is bringing those voices in. So we need the leadership of the president. I expect the president to play a strong leadership role. But progressive organizations will be working to work in the states, ensure that we have that voice, and really have the American people, and even gun owners who support these proposals, their voices at the table as well.
All right, so that was I'm oftentimes asked to review some of the things that we put up here. I find listening to most of the people who have their point of view, but actually both of these people, so predictable. And when somebody starts the answer to a question with, well, look, you know you're going to get drivel, and that's what we got there, drivel. There was nothing new in that report. So we move on. By the way, our number for connection is 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-3684. Should you want to comment on the issue at hand, and gun control certainly always evokes lots of emotion, and there'll be a lot of people that'll want to be heard, and we'll get you on as we can here. From Face the Nation on CBS, Bob Schieffer talking here to Senator Joe Manchin yesterday of West Virginia. Manchin says that what happened at Sandy Hook has changed everything on this debate.
You had one of the most memorable ads during your campaign for the Senate, because you actually fired a rifle at one point during that. You're a proud member of the NRA, but you're now saying after the shooting in Connecticut, we need to do some stuff.
First of all, in my life did I ever think that I would ever see children, let's say babies, in a kindergarten get slaughtered. That has changed the dialogue, and it should change it. How have we gotten to a culture of mass violence? Whether if you're just going to say it's all about guns and we need gun changes and bans, then you're wrong. If you think it's all
what
about...
What do we need?
We need a comprehensive approach. John and I are basically going to be spearheading and leading as far as co-sponsoring a bill, which is basically a commission on mass violence, which I'm hoping the vice president would incorporate in his recommendations. You've got to have people with the expertise, people that understand mental illness. How do people get their hands on these weapons that have this disease?
Let me just ask you this, Senator. Could you envision a ban on assault weapons in some of these large magazines as part
Bob,
of
if they
it?
Just put that up,
if
by,
that's part of
if
it.
If that's part of it, it's something, a conversation. I will give you my answer this way. I want to talk to my friends and my members, NRA members. I don't have an assault weapon. I have shot assault weapons. I've hunted with semi-automatics. I own my guns, my bolt action guns and my shotguns, and do all the things I do with hunting with my family. I want to know and hear from them, why do you have a magazine or need a larger clip magazine? You can't just push the NRA away and the law-abiding gun owners away. They have to be at the table, and you need to find out what their preference of protecting that. The other thing is that the registration. These are discussions we have to have. We've got an atmosphere in Washington, Bob, that basically is guilt through conversation anymore. That if I sit down and say, I'm willing to talk about this, I want to know about more about mental illness, about registration, about clips. I want to know people that are protecting those or defending those positions. How about the First Amendment? And what I would say to all of my friends in that are NRA and gun owners, that there's no way that they're going to take your Second Amendment rights away. That won't happen. And the First Amendment won't be infringed upon. But we have to look at how do we cure this violence, the culture of mass violence.
That's about as common sense an approach as I've heard from anybody who's a politician, Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia. And he's discussing what was last week's number one issue on the Countdown Show over the weekend. If you listen to our review of the top 10, that was a powerful discussion. Number one last week was the debate, the discussion over gun control legislation, its possibilities, the NRA, the gun control lobby, the folks that are in the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizen Commission to carry arms, all of those people. Represented. Where's your representation and what do you want to say? 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at Office Max. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, Office Max, and Ink Refill. Limit 2.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
The discussion of gun control, also the Aurora Theater massacre hearing involved in the countdown this past week, and I'm guessing that there are some of you that would like to be heard on that because it's connected to this. 888-302-DOUG. Let's listen now to Dick Giuliano, radio host, talking to Ken Walsh from U.S. News and World Report about the possibility that the president will go to Congress to change gun laws.
Controls over guns and ammunition face a tough road in Congress, but it seems the president may have a way to get around that.
Yes, well, this is something that presidents do when they deal with resisting Congresses, and that's unilateral action or executive order. And Vice President Biden, who's in charge of this task force on gun control for the president, has been saying that the president does plan to use these kind of unilateral measures. Biden hasn't said what they will be, but pretty much, in addition to legislation, it looks like it'll be things like trying to tighten up the background checks on gun purchases, trying to coordinate data on people who might not might be prohibited from having guns, such as people who are mentally ill and so on. And so we're going to have a whole series of these recommendations on Tuesday, unilateral action will certainly be part of them.
So, Ken, does that mean the president has sort of given up on working things out with his adversaries?
Well, that's the broader point here, because you see the administration gearing up for a lot of these executive orders and unilateral actions. There's already been some action on immigration to make it easier for people to get visas who are undocumented. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has been moving on various measures to control air pollution. There's one thing after another that's in the pipeline, and we're going to be seeing them rolled out in the coming months, and gun control is one of them.
All right, so there's something that's on the par with the other things that we've talked about over the years, we, all of us who do this, the president overreaching and getting away with it. What do you think about that idea? He's done so many other things that have not been condoned, if you will, or supported by the legislative branch. 888-302-DOUG. It's been a month since Sandy Hook took place. As you look at the overview, some of the comments that have been made, this Sunday morning overview of lawmakers, it would seem that there's a scaling back of expectations on what can be achieved in Congress because of the influence of the gun lobby. So now a lot of Democrats are behind the urging that the president, the White House, use executive powers. That's something that really chortles a lot of people. The outrage that you've heard from some of these phonies, the lawmakers, the votes, and the White House, you can be sure, is counting them. Who can they count on to actually get something done on Capitol Hill when it comes to gun rights? It's been a taboo for a long time. Top gun lobbyists predicting there's not enough support in Congress. They have more muscle than do the American people, because the American people want to have something done. You do, I do. I don't know what there is to be expected, but there's certainly a lot of talk about Biden's gun control group. But remember, there are other things involved in this. Violent videos, mental health issues, that needs to be a focus as well. More on this as we continue on our talk radio review for this Monday morning. It's 21 after the hour.
Is Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I think it's pretty interesting as we continue our overview here on the Talk Radio Review, discussion of gun control, the input that a lot of the these NRA groups have on politics. I think it's, and the Republican Party is the focus of it, although some Democrats get money, as you heard there a few minutes ago. If you're just joining us, one of the things in one of these Sunday morning interviews that came out is that the NRA alone contributed $200 million to a campaign. This is something that's wrong, so wrong. It shows you, you can hear and understand how things have become so corrupt. Republicans are corrupt. Democrats are corrupt. It's interesting that former Secretary of State Colin Powell, looking at the Republican Party, of which he is still a member, has endorsed Obama twice. He was on Meet the Press. He said a significant shift to the right has taken place in the GOP and that they need to take a hard look at themselves and understand the country has changed demographically. If they don't, they're going to be in trouble. I think they're in trouble on this issue. I was a Republican all of my life until a few years ago, and I just stopped because of the influence. Not the influence when it comes to understanding the fiscal realities, because I think the Tea Party's right on that, but they're just wrong, and they're not in touch with the rest of the country when it comes to social values and mores, and that's what's sent them down the road. And this is not only political, this is a social issue. Gun control is a social issue. And doing something about it is a priority, like it or not. Whether you want it or you don't want it, something will change. And if you don't get it politically, then you're going to push Obama into doing something that'll be good for his party. Here's host Robert Lang talking to Andres Alonso, who's the CEO of the Baltimore City Public Schools, about school safety in general in the wake of what happened in Connecticut.
The General Assembly is going to spend some time this year dealing with school safety in the wake of Newtown. There are a number of proposals floating around expanding SROs to elementary schools. I know many Baltimore City schools already have SROs. Yeah. What would you like to see the legislature do on this subject?
Oh, man, this is really hard because I tell you what I think. I think that this is more than about protection, about police protection. That, you know, if you look at the Connecticut incident, you know, you could have had the National Guard in the school and something bad would have happened. This is about who we are as a society, schools and how they change their protocols and culture. Obviously, you know, it's dangerous to ask a superintendent about more resources. So obviously, if you're going to tell me that you're going to give me more resources to do something better,
you're not going to turn them down.
I promise the legislature that I am not going to tell them down, but I do think that this is about more than having somebody at the door of a school. This is about how do we work with our parents, our communities, and our mental health system in order to make sure that our expectations change.
And if I'm not mistaken, Baltimore City has something unique. You were schools that are labeled, I think it's inherently dangerous. Parents can opt out of and ask to have their children moved.
Well, can I just say that there is a misconception about what that means.
Okay.
What that means is that if kids are suspended more than a certain number of times in a ratio, then the school is called persistently dangerous. That denomination has gone away under changes to No Child Left Behind in Maryland. But, you know, there's always the danger that you call a school something because of the number, but if people change their behavior so that they don't make the denomination, then they're not doing the right thing. So it's really about what's going on in the school. Parents do have a choice, and the other thing that we have more than in other jurisdictions, we spend enormous resources on school safety. We have a police of roughly 120 officers.
Are SROs in elementary schools in Baltimore City?
Not in all of them, in some. And schools, of course, have the flexibility in Baltimore City under their budget authority to, if they think that this is something that improves the climate of the school, then they can ask for an SRO.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't.
Pay and switch.
That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime, burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Coast to coast and border to border. This is the review of talk radio from the weekend. This is a daily production, an hour as an overview, basically, of what's going on in the world of conversation radio on the assumption that people who listen to this format want to know what others are talking about around the country. And that's not necessarily indicated by the people that do the syndicated national shows. It's more indicated by what we do monitoring talk radio programs in the local markets around the country. Gun control, I would suspect, however, in this circumstance, would be the number one issue if we were just polling the national shows as well as the local and regional shows. 888-302, Doug, is the way for you to be in touch. Our discussion continues back to the movie theater realities. Matter of fact, you may have heard that police shot a gunman during a screening of Les Mis at a San Diego movie theater. Over the weekend. Nobody was injured in the shooting, which took place at the Reading Cinema. The gunman, identified as a 20-year-old named Tom Bilodeau, police had been engaged in a manhunt to find him after he fought with his girlfriend and took a handgun in the mall. That's where the theater is. He was taken to the hospital after being shot, and he had left a suicide note. He didn't threaten anybody else in the theater. But these sorts of things are going on now with all the publicity from the news media that are co-conspirators and all of this stuff because of the coverage, the sensationalism, the inaccurate reporting, the stupidity of many of the people that are on these television programs. They're so ignorant of reality. You can hear it. They're young, inexperienced. Here's somebody who is pretty well experienced when it comes to the radio. It's talk host Peter Tilden talking about some of the details that came out about the shooter During the hearing last week, the judge did rule that the shooter would be able to stand trial.
Hours before James Holmes, the shooter in Aurora, carried out the massacre at the Colorado movie theater, here's what he did. And this is really creepy. Because you know that he went in there. You know what he did. You've seen him in court. You see the orange hair. But what was his affect before? Well, apparently he took some menacing self-portraits with his orange hair curling out from under a black skull cap and his eyes covered with black contacts. Now, you know what black contacts look in your eyes. You've seen those movies with vampires and stuff where they put the black... It makes you look like the devil, like you're the dead person or the devil. A prosecutor told the court after the photographs were shown that Holmes had the depravity of human heart. So here he's getting ready to shoot as many people as he can. And they show these photos that were found on his iPhone in court on the last day of what they're doing is preliminary testimony. The hearing concluded without Holmes' defense calling any witnesses. And Holmes right now, 25, is accused of opening fire in that crowded movie theater in Aurora on July 20th, killing 12 people, wounding 58 others during a showing of The Dark Knight Rises. So here he is, mugging for his iPhone camera just hours before the shooting. Half a dozen photos showed Holmes with his the red hair, the Joker red hair, and he wore the black contact lenses in some of the pictures. One image that was highly disturbing, he's making a scowling face and his tongue is out. He was whistling in another photo. Holmes is smiling in his black contacts and flaming hair in yet another with the muzzle of one of his Glock pistols in the forefront. Another showed him dressed in black tactical gear posing with an AR-15. Meanwhile, while this is going on, can you imagine? The victims' families stared straight ahead, showing little emotion while the photos were shown. Tom Tevis, whose son Alex was killed in the theater, kept an intense stare on the pictures. I can't even imagine how those people are dealing with this.
All right. So there's Peter Tilden with an interesting story regarding the situation with a shooter in Aurora from last week. 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. Let's get to some of your calls on this. And here's how it works for those of you who may need to know how this is a sort of a positioning piece. People get in the queue here. Some of your calls we use live. Some of them we are taping for later usage. Some of them come from some of the programs that we monitor. So knowing that, here we go with Philip, who's a teacher in Wisconsin, and his overview of teachers carrying guns in school.
My question would be, what would make a child feel more safe? Having your teacher leaned up against the door with a pistol in their hands, with someone walking outside or being comforted by that teacher at that point in time. And I think that's far more important. I think the teachers at Sandy Hook gave us a clear example of what teachers can and should be doing. Our teachers are hypervigilant. Our teachers at my school are amazing in their ability to identify people who may be a threat and who typically are not. Our responsibility is to take care and protect our children at any and all costs, and we do that. And I think we've seen that over the last years in how parents or teachers have addressed these kinds of threats in their buildings. There's an old saying that locked doors only keep out honest people. I don't think that we can prevent these things from happening. I think we can do the best that we can in all that we can, just like we do with our children. And I think we have to continue to try to find different and new ways to address this.
That's a pretty common sense approach to it, don't you think? 888-302-3684 as we listen now on the countdown to Leon in Maryland with his thoughts on the Second Amendment.
I think the people of the United States should waken up and understand that the Second Amendment was put in place when you was only having one-shot muskets and you had maybe a six-shooter the most. I'm quite sure that the forefathers of this country was not thinking about assault weapons and things like that when they decided the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. And I think that people need to look into that.
Here's Mike next at 888-302-DOUG on the countdown.
Yeah, I'd like to bring up another train of thought on this shooting. What about we start looking at these kids and these violent video games? They sit there and play daily, just desensitizing them to the actual real horrors, the consequences. friends are taking these guns out and shooting at. They sit there and play off these games all day long. And it just becomes part of the culture. Starting with a age limit would be fine. And so, you know, maybe the parents walk in the kids' rooms every now and then, see what they're doing. Maybe get them to go outside and play like we had to do when we were kids. I think that's something we ought to look at instead of, I mean, I hear a lot about medicine and the parents with guns, but what about these? I mean, that is really legitimate something to look at, I think.
I think you're right, sir. I remember playing with guns, having a holster. Some of the cowboys, like the Range Rider, the Lone Ranger. There were lots of these cowboy shows when I was a kid, and maybe many of you. The sort of violence wasn't the same gun smoke on television. You didn't see people. You saw people shot sometimes. Most of the time they weren't killed. You never saw any gun. You never saw any wounds. It was part of the act or the action. That certainly has changed. Look at this horrible movie, the Django movie that's around now, or some of the other things that are so full of violence, and yet they do extraordinarily well at the box office. 888-302-DOUG. Here's Steve in Indiana with more focus on the schools.
In Israel, you know, they have M16s and gun lockers at the schools, and that basically the solution should be, I believe, that, you know, we need to actually gun down these terrorists. We have gun-free school zones 1,000 feet in most communities, and, you know, they're just inviting terrorists. We spend billions of dollars at the airport for security and around the world trying to police the world, and we can't put police officers in our schools or allow teachers to carry guns in most districts. I mean, there's a district in Texas that allows teachers to be armed, but I believe we need to stop inviting these people to our schools, let them know they're gun-free school zones, and start actually confronting these terrorists and putting them in the body bag.
Here's Catherine in Florida with the opposite point of view.
My mom's been a teacher for over 20 years, and I have a 6-year-old daughter, and I have a 5-year-old niece. And they both go to the school that she teaches at. And when I heard the news, I just thought, you know, this could have been our little school. And it's devastating and just disgusting what's happened. And I think that our country needs to take a look at what we can do as far as security at these schools. I think that something needs to be mandated to protect our children. We can't continue to let this go on.
888-302 Doug, let's finish off our conversation about this with Roy in Texas and a more focused call on what the real issue is from his perspective.
My thing on the guns is we got to get rid of the .223 and the high-powered rifle, the automatic rifles, because I know I spent like 27 years in the military, and I know the difference between the carbines that years ago. With the carbines, you know, the speed of the bullet hitting your shoulder and that. You could hit a person in the shoulder or something like that with the old carbines and stuff like that. You'd just be wounded. But these .223 weapons, the M16s and that, oh, you can hit them in the hand or that the speed of the bullet just explodes the whole system in you. So I would estimate that even if the guy was using the old carbines or that, it was semi-automatic, there'd be like half the people killed. I mean, it would be a start. I know it's not much, but if we could just do away with the assault rifles, with the .223 and that type of weapon, it would be a lot better. It would hold down the massacres like what happened in the school, and that, I mean, I'm saying that maybe only half would have been killed, but that's still half.
888-302-3684. Okay, I would finish this conversation with the following speculation, caveat. You come up with whatever word you want to describe my thinking on this. As I look at the opponents and how they will get in the way of things, or perhaps might get in the way of gun control in the Congress. Joe Biden is going to bring a recommendation to the president. The president uses executive authority to put something in. You look around, almost everywhere you look, the president is suggesting he's going to use things that are not involved in the legislative process to get things done that he wants. That's a very dangerous precedent. There's been way too much of it so far, and that may be part of the issue here, especially for the people who don't like Obama. But for those of you who think he's great, looking at the history of how these executive orders have been used and how they get around the various constitutional protections and how they're used without being challenged is something that I would think you'd want to look at, because it's pretty dangerous stuff. Having said that, the debt limit and another way for the president to go around Congress, the debt ceiling discussion is coming up, and we'll get to some of that in just a few moments here on the Countdown.
My chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La, 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 la,
Chapstick,
la, la,
apply happy. At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la.
Chapstick,
la, la,
apply happy.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
888-302-3684. Let's see if we can get into this conversation on the debt limit. I guess maybe my question would be to you, what do you think is appropriate here in terms of debt limit? I think that's really how you frame this discussion and this debate. We have some excerpts from a couple of different programs that we'll bring you in a few minutes. I think that it's very interesting how the president has suggested he'll use the 14th Amendment to go around Congress on the debt ceiling. How appropriate do you think that is? Or in general, as I said a few minutes ago, the president going around Congress on lots of this material. There are the usual experts, the trillion-dollar coin, and dealing with the debt that way, which has been something that has, at first it was thought to be a joke. People started laughing about it. And then, this is, by the way, something from Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York. And then some people looked at the history of it or the suggestion, okay, we can do this. And why is it that we all complain about the Fed printing money and adding, perhaps in some circumstances, over the history of the Fed to inflation, worries about that. But in this, what a great way to write things off. Yeah? Yes or no? It's worth the consideration. We'll get to a lot of that in just a matter of moments here on The Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen at 51 after the hour.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with a focus now on the debt limit. Now let's get to the Sunday morning talk programs. There'll be a lot of stimulated conversations about this on the money shows on television and radio and some of the regular two-way talk opinion shows. Shannon Bream on Fox talked to former Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour about the president using the 14th Amendment to get around Congress.
Some Democrats are pointing to a section of the amendment which reads that the validity of the public debt of the United States should not be questioned. And they say, based on that, they would support President Obama in raising the debt ceiling without congressional approval.
I hope that the president doesn't try to do that, that to try to take away from the Congress the power that the Constitution directly gives the Congress, and that is the power to spend, the power to control the debt. I noticed that the Treasury Department has announced they're not going to do it. And I hope they stick to that decision, because this is we should never have a situation where one person, the president, can just put our country deeper in debt. We're doing a bad job of that now. It would be really bad if it was not if the Congress let their control go.
Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, said, you know, it's not something we're going to do. It's not something the president is prepared to do. But we do have this letter from a number of dozens of Democrats in the House, and now we're hearing similar suggestions from Democrats in the Senate side saying the president has to do something if we're faltering. And they say that Republicans are essentially holding the country hostage if they don't immediately vote for the debt ceiling, knowing we need the funds to pay for obligations we've already incurred. And they blame Republicans for the last credit downgrade, saying if they hadn't played leverage with this debt ceiling, that would have never happened.
That's interesting to me. Barack Obama, as senator, voted against extending the debt ceiling. He voted against increasing the debt. So I find it a little bit weird that his allies are saying, well, the people who do that are bad. But look, we have an interesting time coming up. In the next few weeks in the United States, we have the debt ceiling is going to get to the point of default. We have the continuing resolution under which the government is running right now, expires March the 28th. We have the sequestration, which was put off 2 months. Now, if I were the benevolent dictator here, I would take the debt ceiling and push it off to, say, June 30th. You can't fight on all three at the same time, and the other two are much better to fight on. A, I believe the Democrats are as scared of the sequestration as the Republicans are, and there's nothing you can cut in spending on the debt ceiling you can't cut on the continuing resolution. So I would say, Mr. President, we're going to put the debt ceiling off June 30th, but now let me tell you why. Because between now and then, we're going to try to cut $3 trillion, $4 trillion, whatever it is, on the continuing resolution and on sequestration. And if we don't, if you stop us from doing that, then you're going to put us in a position that the only thing left is the debt ceiling. Let's hope we can work together and get control of spending. One thing, Shannon, the American people know we don't have a $17 trillion debt because we tax too little. It's because we spend too much.
There it is, 888-302-3684. You think that's the correct way of looking at this? Let's listen now to radio host Esme Murphy talking to a political analyst named Dave Schultz about the brewing battle over the debt limit and the possibility Congress can resolve it.
It looks to me as if the two sides are deeply dug in, and this is going to have to be resolved sometime next month. I mean, what do you see happening here?
Well, you're right. It has to be resolved. And just to put it in perspective again, that if we don't reach an agreement on the debt ceiling, the United States runs out of money and it starts to default at this point. And this has a big impact for many people because it literally means shutdown of the government, you know, and shutdown of many check writing functions that could affect many people in terms of health care and a whole bunch of different areas. And so it's a pretty serious thing to have happen. And what I see happening at this point, it's going to go right to the 11th hour, you know, maybe to use the metaphor, 11 hours and, you know, 49 or 59 minutes. Then they'll probably strike some kind of deal again. I'm suspecting what it's going to be is going to be what similar to what happened a couple of weeks ago when it came in terms of taxes and that. They're going to kick the can down the line again, you know, for a few more months or another year or something like that. So I'm not sure if I'm an optimist or a pessimist. I'm a little bit of both. Optimist, they're going to reach a deal, pessimist being in the sense that it's not going to be very good. Although, again, both sides have said they're going to dig in, that the Republicans are saying they will not raise the debt limit unless there's some real serious cuts to spending, and Obama has said he wants an unconditional raising of the debt limit, I think of at least $1 trillion, if not more. Right now, again, best prediction is it's going to go right down to the wire.
Right down to the wire, the usual thing Congress. They wait and grab their butts in the final few moments. Many of you think they can't find their butts in a snowstorm. Anyway, that's the discussion of the debt limit and the discussion of gun control. As we wrap up this hour, the Talk Radio
pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.